honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Welcome to Naturally Savvy. I'm Lisa Davis. My wonderful co-host Andrea is off today. Andrea, I hope you're having fun and I miss you. All right. Well, we've got the wonderful Brad Gruno. Back in 2006, he was a typical American guy, overweight, high cholesterol, low energy. He didn't sleep well. Well, he changed his life with a raw diet, lost 40 pounds, and became the founder and CEO of the popular raw food company, Brad's Raw Foods, which I love. So I'm so glad to have Brad on the show. Hi, Brad.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. I hear you have my shirt too, by the way.
I am wearing your shirt, Kale is Cool, which it is. And, you know, Brad, I first learned about you through your kale chips, and then I moved on to the onion rings, which, honest to goodness, people, please, these onion rings are unbelievable. You sent me a box, a care package. I ate the whole thing, like, in one sitting. It was so good. And they're dehydrated. So jump in, Brad. Tell us a little bit more about your experience and how you changed your life, and then talk to us about how you make these healthy products taste ridiculously amazing.
Well, first of all, I just want to reference these onion rings. You were kind of fortunate. We don't have these onion rings. We just started to make these, and they're not in a lot of stores. So if anybody ever needed to get them, they're not in the store with the kale. They're probably best to get it online at bradsrawfoods.com. But I just wanted to mention that because you got everybody excited about the onion rings now. So,
but, yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, so, no, it's like the best thing that ever happened to me, you know, at age 46 that I stumbled across the raw food diet, and I'd never heard of that before, and just eating all raw foods, it didn't register in my brain because I was just trained to eat processed cooked foods my whole life, and so I stumbled on the raw food diet, and just, you know, it's all about eating more fruits and vegetables, seeds and nuts, and I started to do it, and it made me feel so good that I never looked back. I used to be in the construction industry. Now I'm in the food industry, and I feel 100 times better. And it's just, it's totally changed my life. And it's just so much about when people would make these little comments, you are what you eat. And it is just so true today, and I realized that. And so now I've got into a business of it, and I love what I do.
Well, I love what you do, too, because I absolutely love your food, and so does my whole family. As a matter of fact, we got your book yesterday, and I could barely get my hands on it. My husband is just reading it like crazy. He's making shopping lists. We're going to try all your smoothies. Speaking of that, tell us about your green smoothie. We love talking smoothies here on the show. Give us your recipe.
Well, to me, that is what I get a lot of my friends doing, whether I get them to eat more raw foods. And I teach them about green smoothies. They always stick to the green smoothies. And it's basically, because it's easy for me. Being a single guy, it has to be easy for me or I just won't do it. But just by putting some leafy greens in a blender with some water, some kale, and then adding some fruit to it, basically, that make it taste good. You know, and mine would be kale. I'd fill a whole pitcher of kale with some water. I'd grind that down. Then in mine, I'd put an apple, a pear, two frozen bananas, and a couple dates if people needed just a little sweeter. And I'd grind that up, and that's what I drink. And now, I be honest with you, I have my whole corporate office drinking it every single morning in our office. We make it for everybody in our office now. So kind of my recipe, and I actually have a video of it on my website to kind of show people if that was kind of too quick. But that's just, to me, it's an easy thing to start off with in the morning, something so good like that, and really get your day going with some good living life food.
It is such a great way to get your day going, and I'm excited to make the recipes. Right now, my husband and I just kind of play it by ear. Sometimes they come out really good, and sometimes they don't. So I'm excited to have your book.
Yeah.
You know, it makes a difference, right, to be able to use a recipe that someone has already tested and likes.
It is. It's so true. I remember the first time I was going to my first raw food restaurant. I was so scared to make anything, and I was being like, oh, tell me exactly what you're doing. But then after I did learn, then it's just a matter. You just throw stuff together. You know what I mean? It just doesn't matter. You just, you know, whatever you have in the fridge, you know, it's like I'm making salad dressing a lot. And if I see a carrot left in there, a half a red bell pepper and a zucchini, I'll throw that in there. I'll put a little cashews in there and some sunflower seeds. I'll grind it up and make a salad dressing out of it, you know.
Ooh, what? Do you use olive oil with that and apple cider vinegar? What do you use as the
base? No, I stayed away from the olive oil because you're getting so much good oil from the raw cashews, you see? So when you have enough oil in there to make it really taste good. So that's why I kind of just use cashews instead of oil, and I would use some vinegar, some Bragg's apple vinegar, and I just put some vegetables in there, some cashews. I'd grind it up, and it'd be the best salad dressing you ever had, and knowing it's just a good, healthy food.
Now, for a full year, Brad, you were raw. Now you are 80% raw, 20% cooked, and that is my goal, my husband and I. I'm telling you, you have really influenced us. We've been talking so much about this, and that's what we want to do. Give us a typical day for you. I want to hear about what the cooked foods are that you're eating.
Well, look, to me, eat everything that we used to. Basically, eliminate the processed foods. And even that, you want to snack on those every now and then, that's okay. But me, it's mainly green smoothies in the morning, lots more salads in my life. And then every now and then, if I wanted to have a cooked steak, you know, which I used to eat 3 times a week, now I might eat it once a week because I don't crave it anymore. Because your body's getting all the nutrients through these vegetables where you actually don't get as hungry after a while. It takes a while. And I think, like in my book, I put people through a day-by-day. I give them day-by-day instructions for a 2-month period of weaning them off a lot of processed cooked foods, putting them on a 30-day raw food, nothing but raw foods for a cleanse. And, guys, it's not going to feel good for the first week or two, I promise you. But it's because you're detoxing your body of all this cooked food. But as long as you're prepared for that, you know, a lot of people would, I don't feel good, I'm getting headaches, and they kind of get scared and they fall off. But knowing, for me, once I knew that this stuff was going to happen to me, it was easier to go through it. And just, you know, knowing that there's light at the end of the tunnel, because once you cleanse and you feel so good and your skin comes out and you have more clarity and you just feel amazing. And people even say to you, to a meal, it kind of looks like you're glowing. And it's just like it really reinforced it for me. And it just, you know, that's what really kind of changed my life. So then once you do the 30-day cleanse, you go back on a more of an 80-20 type diet. So we wean 20% cooked foods, but just be more conscious of the meat you eat. Is it, you know, is it locally, hopefully local? If not, is it grass-fed meat? And, you know, really cut off the processed stuff. That's what a lot of people, it's just the processed chips and pretzels, and that's the stuff that we got to get out of our diets.
Oh, I agree. Well, that's why your snack foods are so awesome, because I can eat them and feel like I'm being naughty.
Right. And there's a lot of other good ones that are coming out right now. There's a lot of other good companies that are really growing, and we have a lot of new products that are coming out probably in 6 to 8 months. We have a big R&D firm now that really is just creating really good, healthy snacks that we feel good with after we're snacking on it, because we are snackers.
Yeah. So. We definitely are. We are snackers. So, Brad, tell us. So it sounds like in the book, we're going to get that great plan, which I want to do. We're also going to get lots of great recipes and stories. It's really great. I'm just thrilled. Well, Brad, give us your website, because people should definitely check you out.
Yeah, thank you. It's bradsrawfoods.com or bradsrawchips.com. And we have everything. We have the book in there, story about the book. If you want some just free advice, we have on Facebook, Brad's Raw 7-Day Challenge, and we can help people, and you get suggestions. Like if your husband wanted to get on that, just ask questions. Hey, what does this do? What does this do? It's kind of a free little site, you know? And go to Brad's Raw Foods
on
Facebook. Yeah.
And they can also see you doing that cool handstand. All right. Well, I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.